gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Going to appreciate my really bad voice from yesterday when you hear today's voice.
It's worse.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Fantastic. Actually, got better during the show. Your voice kind of warmed up by the third hour.
Yeah. Like my Dodge Dart in the winter in Buffalo when I was growing up. I'm not sure how this is going to go, Chris. Okay.
Maybe it'll be like yesterday where your voice is fine by the end of the show.
Maybe. Or not. I have bronchitis.
Or we can all talk like this.
In solidarity.
Like we're going through puberty again.
The good news is everything else is going really great. You'll know what I mean by that soon.
Yeah.
Other than that, I was a play, Mrs. Lincoln.
Yeah, it's going about as well as the rollout.
Yesterday, one of my worst days ever, just to let you know. Okay, seven. But you know what the good news is? This is like, I think you could sandblast your pool to my voice right now if you need to. Do any kind of resurfacing. Okay, what was my point? I don't remember. I'm hopped up on antibiotics and cold goofers.
Antibiotics? Do we know that it's bacterial?
I don't know. I'm on... it's bronchitis. I'm on antibiotics and, you know, I have codeine cough medicine for everybody.
Yes, you have throat coat. Mm.
It's not like I didn't bring enough for everybody. All right. What was I saying? Oh, here's the good news. Here's the magical news. It is. It's a Wonderful Life. So many people have given to Free Speech TV to bring Mama back to TV. Hopefully my voice will be back to normal by the time we get back on TV in the new year. But thank you very much. There's links up at where, which of who's it's?
At everywhere.
Right.
But of course, if you're on TV, you could just do sign language. You
right.
It's up at StephanieMiller.com, Stephanie Miller Facebook, Stephanie Miller Twitter.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I know. Mm-hmm. Let's let someone else do the talking, shall we?
Carl.
Carl Frisch.
Exciting.
WholeFightStrategies.com. So
inviting. There's your real voice. Just heard it.
Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning, Jim and Chris and Peter Brady. So, you know, I think most people are probably giving to your campaign to get on Free Speech TV, assuming it'll be a talkie.
Right. Yes, assuming that I'll get my voice back at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, in what God's green earth should I actually be at work today? None. Okay. Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning. I have so much empathy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can tell my transition from being a young Republican is complete. I actually feel sympathy for you.
Aww. Thank you. You have refound your empathy gene. Thank you. By the way, you tweeted, in 28 days I'll have health insurance for the first time in more than 2 years.
That's wow.
Right. Oh, but don't tell anybody that there's Obamacare success stories out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know that from being in the political game forever. When they start leaking numbers, it means things are really good.
Let's think of how things have changed in 2 months. In October, it was like getting numbers out of the White House or out of the Health and Human Services was like sneaking the crown jewels out of Windsor Palace. It was not going to happen. And now, you know, you're hearing numbers, you know, and we'll see what they are, you know, because I don't think if you play it politically, I don't think you release numbers unless you're going to make it official with an even bigger number.
Right.
So if in 2 days they've signed up as many people as they signed up in all of October,
right.
December is going to be a great year, Charlie Brown. Great month.
I'm reading a tweet about 29,000 people signed up for health insurance just Sunday and Monday, right?
Right.
And that was, as you said, higher than the whole first month.
Right. Well, and we're just now seeing the headlines that are telling people that the website is functional and they should go back and complete their purchases or look for the first time. It has gotten a lot easier. I can speak from personal experience and I've picked a plan and I can't wait to start using my health insurance again in the new year. For anybody who's never gone without health insurance, it's a very interesting way to live. You make a lot of decisions based on we'll just see how this develops.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Thank God I made it to the doctor yesterday. I might have been in like a TB ward by today.
Yeah, they put you in an iron lung.
Exactly. I might have an iron lung now. Oh, by the way, it was another funny side story. It's kind of disgusting, but you know how we used to joke about On Current, the wax vac guy?
Yeah.
That commercial?
Yeah.
But, you know, because they look in your ears, obviously, when you go in for a respiratory, whatever.
Sure.
He took the I feel like I had a baby. He took the biggest hunk of wax out of my right ear.
Oh. And now you can hear.
That may have been the whole problem.
What? Yeah. Maybe that's Darth Vader's problem.
What? What?
But thank God I had health insurance, and I was able to get... Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
Now, is it covered under the family plan?
Yeah, the doctor, right. Thank God I have maternity. The doctor pulled it out. I said, oh, my God, I feel like we just had a baby together. What are we going to name it? That is huge.
So the holiday card is Max and Fred and Stephanie and Waxy.
Waxy.
Waxman.
I can see your sitcom now. Oh, Waxy.
Oh, Waxy. I should have. And then I was like, I should have gotten one of those wax facts. I made fun of it, and now look.
There's a lot of good on as seen on TV. But I want to know what Republicans are going to do once their constituents actually sign up. I don't know if you saw the story out of California, you being there and all, but the Republican legislators in California were sending people mail using government money to confuse them about where to sign up for health care.
No, I know. We did that story yesterday. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's a whole like right wing propaganda site, you know, just designed to scare people and confuse them.
Right, and you know they know that the goose is cooked when people start getting health insurance, when they start using health insurance, and for a lot of people, you know, if, let's say that you know a good portion of people don't sign up, they're going to know people who did sign up, and then they're going to kick themselves that they have to wait until the next open enrollment.
I know. I was looking at some. this is really dire. I was looking at some polling numbers yesterday, Carl, on TV, and they were saying about, you know, the much higher percentage of Republicans that say they're not going to join, they're going to pay the penalty. And I'm like, a bunch of dopes. I mean, really? You're going to pay something and get nothing rather than paying a little bit more and saving yourself and your family from bankruptcy.
No, I mean, what they're going to do is make it all the more likely that at some point we're going to have a single-payer plan,
right.
Which I guess is fine because I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of defending a conservative idea.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm tired of doing the Heritage Foundation's work. Right. Frankly, Jim, Bob Dole can do Bob Dole's work, selling Bob Dole's old plan.
Bob Dole can sell Bob Dole's plan better than Bob Dole could.
Right.
Wait a minute. Bob Dole told me to shut up.
I picture Bob Dole, by the way, sitting on top of a mountain in a giant chair, rubbing his hands together, going, yes, yes, finally, the Affordable Care Act is coming to fruition.
With a hairless cat in his lap.
My evil plan.
Oh, don't say that about Elizabeth Dole.
I have a little Marlo Thomas thrown in here, don't I?
Oh, Donald.
Oh, Daddy.
You sound a little bit like Cloris Leachman.
Thank you.
You both my boyfriend.
Right. Mom Dole was my boyfriend. Okay. Carl, here it is. In accordance, you tweeted.
My boyfriend!
Oh, she couldn't get anything in that high register right now. Not at all.
Not even close.
No. Carl, you also tweeted, in accordance with Section 4 of the Gay Agenda, I'm obligated to share this link regarding Olympian Tom Daley coming out.
If you happen to be gay and not living under a rock, everyone you know in social media shared the link to Olympic diving medalist Tom Daley.
Well, as I said, it made such a big splash. I can't do that joke enough, even in this voice. It's funny. Okay.
You just can't avoid it.
But, you know, we were saying, oh, my God, sorry. I'm starting to run on fumes here. But we were saying that it is interesting in the last, like, week or so. The thing that I found more interesting, too, is it not just gay. Like, it's interesting, Maria Bello in the New York Times, you read that, right?
Yep.
And I think, Crystal Bowersox, who we just had on, the American Idol finalist, who, you know, three people had basically come out.
I heard that interview, and it sounded like she was propositioning you to join, like, a newfangled relationship.
The kids today with their sexual fluidity. But no, I mean, what I was saying is the headline with all three of those stories is, I guess, what I thought was interesting is they were essentially coming out as bisexual, but I don't know that any of them used that word. That's what I loved about the Maria Bello piece.
Like,
nobody said gay, straight. You know, her whole piece was about family and love, modern family and love.
Right.
You know? And,
I just like this woman. I mean,
right.
And, you know, for the record, I'm gay.
Right. Oh, honey, listen, I've spent time with you.
But, you know, I shan't be swinging for the other team anytime soon. I left that in high school.
Well, you know, Carl, I've said that I just think this is the next front. It's just, you know, and you and I always talk about the polling. It's not only, you know, when you go younger and younger, the acceptance for gay rights. It's also the acceptance of sexual fluidity and choices.
Right.
And I think that, you know, that's what I was saying is interesting, that through those three major stories over the last week or so, it was all the same, you know, that was all the same stories, really, people that don't choose to use labels.
Right. Well, and I think that's, you know, you hear it a lot from LGBT activists that younger people aren't wanting to be defined. And it just shows you the problems that people that are more conservative are going to have in the future. You know, this has been the gayest year of all time.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever. This is not going to change. This is not going to be reversed. You know, when Cardinal Dolan is saying that they've lost a marketing campaign, it's been a lot more than a marketing campaign.
Yeah.
And if the church
doesn't... Yeah, like gays are a product.
Yeah, that was offensive the way he put that.
Right.
I mean, yes, I have Kung Fu Grip, but I'm so much more.
Right. we're not just the dessert topping anymore.
But, you know, if they don't change and keep up with the times, they're going to be cruising for a bruising, which is why it's so important that this Pope not just, you know, have a great marketing team, but he starts to change policy. Because culture has moved so much faster than our politics, and our politics is just now catching up to our culture. And anybody who has not caught up is going to be left behind. We're going to be looking at anti-gay activists like they're John Birchers in 10 years.
Yeah, you know, and it was interesting. I mean, we've had this discussion on the air before, Carl, but I know that, you know, some people go, oh, no, this hurts the cause to, you know, say that it's, you know, you're not necessarily born that way, that for some people it's, you know, I mean, just the whole, I guess, the whole idea of bisexuality. But I thought, you know, I like that it's not a dirty little secret anymore. I know at least, you know, several people that fall in that category, you know, and why not in a free country, right?
Yeah, I don't see any problem with it. And, you know, just because somebody comes to it later in life doesn't mean that they don't have some kind of genetic predisposition to being open to the possibility.
Right, right. And who can explain the sexual electricity between Lawrence O'Donnell and I? I can't.
Is that why your voice
I think
is
it's
so
your voice, yeah.
Shocked?
Yes, because I spent time with him, and now I've had the vapors ever since then.
I can't even try to picture that.
Yeah, you don't want to.
But for just $29.95, you can watch it live on Free Speech TV.
A lot of my friends have said, you are the worst lesbian ever. I'm like, I know, and it's not like I don't practice. Anyway, Carl Frisch, thanks for talking and filling some of the time for us.
Absolutely. You'll always be an expert for me.
Aw.
Thanks,
regardless
honey.
Of how much you practice. Have a good one.
Thanks, honey. Carl Frisch of Bullfight Strategies.
Yay. Oh, I think your voice was deeper than his.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
19 minutes after the hour. This is going to be the MOOC show, I can tell. I'm not going to make it.
This is
going to
be a lot of fun.
I am not going to make it. Okay.
But we have Bob Seska coming up in hour three. You want to date and kiss and marry him.
This
stretch.
Boy certainly sounds like it's going to last 2.5 hours, doesn't it? This is the Peter Brady Show. Be right back.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-1-2.
Stephanie Miller.
Got me feeling like she's ready to blow.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP. Mike in L.A. Hi, Mike.
Dearest Mama, it's so distressing to hear you don't have any sick time left.
No, I do not.
Yeah, maybe to make it easier on your voice, we could just do this whole call as yes and no, and I'll ask
Thank
you some questions.
I'd appreciate it if everyone would hop on the phone lines. And it's Tom Sawyer today. I need everyone else to paint the fence.
Have you considered Morse code?
Yeah, just let me ask some questions. Can you give me a bell for a yes and a buzzer for a no? And it'll be very expeditious.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, is it not true that you follow Fox News so that we don't have to?
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean,
okay.
Chris.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is it not also true that Fox News has been talking for years about a war on Christmas, which is basically they're objecting to Christians being too Christian to non-Christians by being courteous about their own religious beliefs?
Right. Jim was saying he met some overly aggressive Christians yesterday that say Merry Christmas in that really, like, aggressive,
yeah,
angry
no,
way.
Yeah, it wasn't angry, no. It's just they made a point of looking you in the eye while shaking your hand and saying Merry Christmas. And it was always, you know, it was very nice. But.
I would say.
But a little aggressive.
I would say, oh, why, thank you, and Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa to you.
Okay. And now, is it also not true that Thanksgiving is the only holiday where we gather the family together to express love for one another and thankfulness to God for America and for the family?
Right. Yes.
And so, now that our corporate masters have told us that employees have to show up on Thanksgiving Day and shoppers are required to show up and get special deals on Christmas, on Thanksgiving Day, would that not be a war on Thanksgiving, and would not Fox, if they were consistent,
right,
have to complain about the
yes,
actual war
you
on Thanksgiving?
Thank you. Yeah. Nicely said, sir. Thank you. Oh, by the way, time for another dispatch from the War on Christmas.
Coming this December on PBS, the new documentary series, Dispatches from the War on Christmas.
My dear Rufus, your letter made me blush, turning my face 50 shades of gray. I miss you dearly, as the War on Christmas has also touched us here at home. Why, Mrs. Nussbaum came up to me at the Piggly Wiggly today and said, Happy Holidays. Can you believe it? Not even one mention of Jesus. I immediately went to the hardware aisle and stocked up on duct tape and batteries, for doomsday is surely to follow. I am doing my best to put up a brave face, but truth be told, I am scared to death. I cannot wait to be comforted by your strong hands and your AR-15 assault rifle. Yours forever, Piper Leakey.
Dispatches from the War on Christmas, coming this December on PBS.
Yay! Kenny picks Shafe and Deba.
Yay! Yay!
I love how O'Reilly is always talking about the Judeo-Christian values, the Judeo part of people who celebrate Hanukkah.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Never occurred to him that that may be part of the war on Christmas!
What the hell? Oh, by the way, Kevin in Chicago says, Chris and Jim, keep your eyes on Steph closely today. I think she sounds like one of those pre-zombies did in World War Z with Brad Pitt before they start eating their fellow citizens. She may turn on you guys quickly. So.
Sure.
Could say if I'm a pre-zombie, it could be. Okay. All right. By the by.
No zombies.
Fine American Eric in Marin City. Says, morning, Mom and the Moose. Just to let you know, I have donated my hard-earned welfare dollars to help put you on Free Speech TV.
Hooray.
Thank you. Must close. I need to go to the store to spend my $5,000 in food stamps on booze and dope. look at that.
What?
Sexy liberal. Tour director Roland Scahill contributed to get us on Free Speech TV. Oh, and by the way... I'm so excited. So we just announced Carlos Ezrahi joining the Sex Liberal Tour in 2014. The box office went crazy in Phoenix, which I'm very excited about. Phoenix, February 15th. Carlos Ezrahi, John Fugelsang, and I. Chris LaVoy will be there.
I will be there.
And don't forget the final 2013 extravaganza with Hal and John and Dan Savage on panel. Jim Ward opening the show. Rocky Mountain Mike, that's next Saturday, December 14th. So go to sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal, on Facebook to get tickets. Do it. Oh boy.
Do it with a squeak.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ooh.
Stephanie Miller.
Is an anarchist, a sociopath, a lunatic, and for the love of God, boobs.
Solid cut, perky bounce.
Momentary grudging respect.
It is, oh boy.
The show Miller formerly show, known as the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right.
Now it's
right.
The Stephen Miller Show.
Right. Somebody wrote that. Who's the
Steve
dude?
Miller.
Who was the dude filling in for you yesterday?
Steve Miller.
I had to leave a couple of friends' messages, and one of them called in a panic. They're like, oh, my God, I thought some guy stole your phone. 1-800-STEPH-12. If you loved Mama, you would call now and talk.
Aww.
Incessantly.
Yes. Monopolize the show with your banter.
And another
really,
thing.
Amateur comedy, fine. Anything today.
Really? So I'm in the Denny's. And
boy. You were telling a sad sex story about when you didn't have the money to afford
when I had
antibiotics and you had strep. I have bronchitis and likely strep.
Because if you have strep, you know you have strep because it's the absolute worst pain in the world.
Uh-huh.
And it was right out of college. I had 4 part-time jobs at once and didn't have health insurance.
Mm.
And so I suffered with
Thanks,
strep.
Thanks, Obama. That was his fault, right?
He was
a state legislator then,
actually,
right?
Actually, Clinton's fault.
Oh, right.
But anyway, I felt like I was swallowing broken glass for 2.5 weeks until a friend of mine took pity on me and said, I might have some antibiotics left over in my medicine cabinet. Here, take these.
Take these expired things that were for the clap. I don't know. Here,
they expired during the Johnson administration. The Andrew Johnson administration.
It cleared it up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah. But strep is really, really awful.
I had strep throat and scarlet fever at the same time.
Oh,
that was fun.
Oh, God.
Awesome. Scarlet fever. I thought that sounds old-fashioned.
Yeah,
that's an old-timey disease.
Sounds like it should have been eradicated with polio or something.
No, you don't eradicate anything with polio.
Well,
I know.
Along
with
polio. I know what you mean. Okay, thank you.
All right. Where's my Christmas music? It is A Wonderful Life, though, for Mama, because for so many reasons yesterday, I felt it would be best if I had never been born. More on that soon. Anyway. Yes, but I have actually been heartwarmed how many of our... It really is... I'm George Bailey.
Yeah.
And all of our listeners have been donating to get the show back on TV, on Free Speech TV, which we will be after the first of the year, thanks to people like Tony and Quad Cities.
Yeah.
Steph, WTF, Steph, I was trying to do my duty by telling Free Speech TV to put your wonderful show back on TV. When I see this picture of you, now I've lost another part-time job. I'm back in my mom's basement. Thanks, Steph.
Aw.
Oh, the one in the lace dress with the dogs, yeah.
Yep.
Is that what he means?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get that call. Can you send me another picture? This one's dirty. What do we say every time?
Go,
laminate.
Yeah. Go.
Laminate.
Learn where your closest Kinko's is.
Laminate. Do something that you can wipe off.
Yes.
Ugh.
You know, spray a little Windex on it.
Okay, James in Minneapolis is here to save Mama. Hi, James.
Oh, my God, I can't stand it. I'll talk about anything, just please.
Oh.
Read Moby Dick. That'll cover the whole
War and Peace.
It was the best of times.
Yeah. I've got two things. The first one is, if you aren't already making plans to come back to Minneapolis, please do.
Don't you worry.
We love you so much here.
Don't you worry. I love you back.
And the second thing is, I wanted to talk about the... BS is starting to poke up in the news about Democrats being divided and starting to have some internal war and the whole thing with the third wave PAC and Elizabeth Warren. And this is just ridiculous. I can't even begin to imagine how the right wing is going to go next because they come up with things that just make no sense. And the idea that Democrats are fighting against each other now is just laughable.
Well, what do you mean? I know Elizabeth Warren was pretty unequivocal yesterday about she's not going to run for president, right?
Yeah, she was. It's the whole idea that we have some people within the Democratic Party that are starting to move in a more populist direction, and that there are others that are more centrist and corporate. And I just think that idea that there's some division emerging is laughable, but that's starting to pop up on places like Twitter.
Yeah, well, I mean, right now it looks like in every poll Hillary would pretty much crush everybody, so they've got to try to do that, right?
I suppose that's true, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
But But I just, my hope is it's a Hillary Warren ticket. That's my hope.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
oh, that'd be, oh my God. Talk about, you know, teabagger heads exploding, a black guy and then two chicks. Oh my God. That was a sitcom. And then the next time, two gays.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Mark, that's, then I could get behind a Marcus Bachman ticket.
So can many people.
Yeah, right.
Barbarians need to be disciplined.
Okay. Rob in Minnesota. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Stephanie. Just think another couple of days on the way that you're going, you'll sound like me.
Yeah.
I know.
Anyway, could I ask Jim a question?
Sure.
I think my testicles have descended, actually, during the last couple of days. But go ahead, Jim.
I think it might be a good day for a Jim conspiracy show. Do you think there's any chance, a big maybe that the Republicans are conspiring to try to defeat Obama?
Well, Republicans are always trying to defeat Democrats, so I don't know that that's much of a conspiracy.
In his second term, so, you know, he's going to, it's got a short shelf life.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, you know, I mean, a conspiracy is people getting together trying to be able to take and tear somebody down and get away with something. And the whole thing is, let's face it, with the way that they're playing right now.
Oh, yeah, well, they're definitely trying to sabotage everything.
Yeah, that's just it. That's a conspiracy, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but generally it's done in secret. They're not hiding it at all. You know,
I checked out. Which conspiracy are we talking about?
This conspiracy to tear down Obama.
Oh, yeah, that's really doing that. Yeah, I think that's just a Republican thing. They're openly doing that.
Right.
It has to be secret to be a conspiracy.
Exactly.
From the Latin word to means to whisper. Yeah.
Right. Well, when Mitch McConnell says my number one, you know, thing is to make him a one-term president, Rush Limbaugh says I hope he fails. It's not really secret.
No, that's hardly clandestine.
Richard in Chicago. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Stephanie. We met when you were here for the great debate against Michael Medved. And don't talk. Just nod your head and go, yes.
Okay.
First of all, guys, she was fantastic. She kind of stepped on him with those great black boots she had on. But listen, here.
Poor Michael Medved.
Oh, you were all over him, and that was great. But I just wanted to comment. You're a Lawrence fan, and so am I.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this great project, the Kind Project, for kids in need of desks.
Right, I know.
And if you're as big of a, he had it on his show last night, which was really great. And I know you're a big fan. And so
I'd like to live under his desk, frankly.
He's so cool.
So what did I mean by that, Jim? I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
What?
You'll be a consultant to him. You know, you'll give him good information throughout the course of his show. So,
No, but it's a great project.
It's a great program, and I just kind of wanted to speak about it and let you listen. And you can just get some warm tea and honey and some little salt and gargle with that, and you'll be all better tomorrow.
And here's the bad news. I've been drinking tea during the entire first part of the show, and this is the result.
Have you been gargling warm salt water?
You need to gargle with warm salt water. Gargle with warm salt water.
That'll do it.
I'll go try that.
Mm-hmm. You should try this. Great Chicago. For those of us from Chicago who have to deal with this probably more frequently than you do in Southern Cal, it's a good solution. Give it a shot.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, honey.
Hope you feel better.
All right.
You know what has always helped? There's this lozenge called Fisherman's Friend.
Yeah, someone told me
that. Okay. That works.
I don't think a lozenge is going to stand up to this, frankly.
Well, okay. You might be surprised, though. Fisherman's Friend is also the DJ's friend.
Here's the good news. I was not eaten alive by pigs, so that's... Why? See, now we're going to get into this thing again about which movies, because it is Hannibal for sure, but it's more than one movie. Gawker brings the story, Mafia Don eaten alive by pigs and revenge murder.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible. In a plot stolen straight out of Hannibal.
Yeah.
Italian police are saying mobsters recently murdered a Mafia Don by beating him with a spade and then throwing him into a sty where he was eaten alive by pigs.
Nice.
So I had a better day than that yesterday.
That is true. Congratulations.
Not by much.
This pork tastes like mafia.
Hey, you got mafia in my pork.
That is awful. It is terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a mafia don, but still. Okay, I'm going to need to take a little break here.
Okay, let's break.
44 minutes after the hour, right back.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, Laura, you said something.
it would be miraculous if Stephanie could talk.
You're still a sexy thing, though.
Thanks. 48 minutes after the hour.
Your boobs look great today.
Thanks very much. Don't bother trying to prop me up. Nothing to be done with this. I'm old Yeller at this point. 1-800-STEP-12, phone number toll free from anywhere. Hey, speaking of sexy liberals, by the by, we just announced Carlos Ella's Rocky joining Sexy Liberal Tour 2014. Very, very exciting. Tickets going like crazy for this one.
Please stand by for this public service advisory.
Listeners in the Phoenix, Arizona region, there have been widespread reports of debilitating and toxic disease known as Republicanitis. Symptoms include vomiting, talking points, paranoia, and chronic ignorance. To avoid contraction of the dreaded Republicanitis, medical experts recommend a high-dose vaccination of...
Stephanie Miller.
On Saturday, February 15th, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to the Orpheum Theater in Phoenix, Arizona. Sexy Liberal favorite John Fugelsang and progressive radio star Stephanie Miller will be joined by the newest addition to the Sexy Liberal Posse, comedian, actor, and voice artist Carlos Alas Rocky. Tickets are available at phoenix.ticketforce.com. Don't miss this wild evening of liberal laughs. It's your progressive prescription. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, February 15th at the Orpheum Theater. Nice. Go to phoenix.ticketforce.com.
Okay, and don't forget Madison in March and then Albuquerque in May. Okay.
Oh.
By the way, do we play those things just so that Travis can bring me medical supplies? Yes.
Yes.
And I love he put on the screen, Clear Channel can't afford salt. We finally found one teeny tiny packet.
A little packet of salt.
To get some warm salt.
That an
water.
Old lady stole from a KFC.
Things are only getting worse at Clear Channel, trust me. Oh, boy. Stephanie in Atlanta, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steph. Hello. Stephanie?
Stephanie?
Hello.
Hello.
Like
hello.
She can't talk to you.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
Guys,
hello.
Hi. Hi, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I started doing something else.
How dare you?
Listen, I want to I want to talk about what happened to Martin
Bashir.
Hey, Martin Bashir.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Bashir on MSNBC. Mm-hmm. Being fired for...
Well, he said he resigned. Who knows, right? He says he resigned.
Okay.
I don't know.
No need to say what he said.
Yeah, don't say it.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, no. I mean, that's what I've said this before, you know, is I thought what Sarah Palin said was really offensive. And I think he was actually telling a very graphic historical mm-hmm. story about the, you know, about the horrors of slavery. It wasn't like he just said, hey, I hope someone, Sarah Palin.
Well, he was cautioning her not to throw around slavery so cavalierly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
Yep. Right.
So what I have a problem with is the way, and I have this problem with liberals and liberals and progressives on Twitter who attacked Martin Bashir for what he said. And I'm thinking to myself, we are always inundated with the Holocaust. The Holocaust this, the Holocaust that. When Benjamin Netanyahu says something, oh, we have to run and jump to it. As if we were responsible for the Holocaust. And what we were responsible for, I mean, we as in we Americans in this country, what we were responsible for, which was slavery, not just about African Americans, but what happened to the natives as well.
Right.
We don't want to talk about that. We want to shove that under the rug. We say, well, you're playing the race card when you're talking about that.
Right.
And that,
I mean,
that is really pissing a lot of black people off.
Right, and Stephanie, you can say that was kind of graphic for television or whatever, but you know, his point is actually well taken, that slavery was horrific, and you know, for her to throw that around, and they do it with everything. Oh, the debt's like slavery. Oh, this is like slavery. No, nothing is like slavery, you know.
I know,
slavery was like slavery.
And the guy who said President Obama acts like it on MSNBC, it seemingly it's rewarded. So
right.
I'm just kind of confused with this.
Right, right. Yeah, I know. I hear you. By the way, people watching on Ustream, yes, I did use that opportunity to start gargling with the salt water.
Where did you spit it?
In the trash can.
Okay.
Listen,
right. And that was all on Ustream. Nice. Ustream.tv/Stephanie Miller.
Just don't swallow it, because then...
And if you donate on Free Speech TV in the new year...
you'll be able to see that.
Listen, Clear Channel can't afford salt. They can barely afford a hot water. This will not be hot
Is that
in
tepid?
6 minutes.
Oh.
I have some gargling music, and you talk among yourself.
Sure.
You do it. Go ahead.
All right. So,
and when she spits on the guys, she passes go.
That'll bring the boys to the yard.
I'm not done.
My salt water brings the boys to the yard.
See, I have no gag reflex.
That'll bring the boys to the yard.
Right. Be okay. Okay, could I have some wedding music, please?
Sure.
This is a combination Jesse sends me. Future wife Zach, and also someone who's a little more worse off than I am.
Okay. Can that be done?
How about that mugshot?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a mugshot. Let's see. As if you need another reason not to hide a glass meth pipe in a body cavity.
Oh, I heard about this story, yes.
Ooh, this can't end well.
No.
No.
A North Dakota woman was discovered bleeding from her
JJ.
After she rear-ended a car on a Fargo roadway.
Nothing.
Now, there are some malfeasance.
Nothing goes right in Fargo.
No. That's real malfeasance.
Up near Brainerd. She wasn't using her Brainerd, clearly.
No.
She was using something else.
When police responded to the crash scene, Gina Marie Smart.
Smart.
Not so smart.
The ironically named Gina Marie Smart.
Hey, what's up with this? It's glass. Shook.
Shook.
Ow. after a warrant check revealed she'd failed to appear in court on a pending narcotics and drug paraphernalia case.
Boy.
After transporting Smart. to jail, the officer spotted blood on the back of his patrol car. When I asked Smart about this, she said she was on her period.
Oh.
Computer says no.
She subsequently admitted she had a pipe in her...
vajayjay.
Right. Which had broken.
Oh!
There was quite a bit of...
Yeah. Blood.
Okay. Now, they had to fish a few things out of there.
She sea-punted herself.
She did. Did she put it in there to hide it or to smoke it?
Hide it. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
she's like, oh, gal darn, I'm in a crash. I need to put this on.
Or maybe
she's
just going to absorb the crack, you know.
Who can say? I mean, you know.
Maybe I should take my antibiotics that way. Will they be absorbed quicker?
They will be absorbed quicker. Absolutely.
Do that on camera.
Yeah. That'll the Ustream would love
show
that.
The show just turns into like a Singapore.
A Singapore jail.
Where are the shows with the ping pong balls? Where's that?
Thailand.
Pat
Pong. Thailand.
Yeah, Singapore's a little too clean for the...
Time for some gargling music again.
Please. Oh, okay. All right, here we go. I never know what to say. Oh, Blan in Chicago on line one has an idea for you.
Terrific. Hi, Blan.
Hello.
This is not helping at all.
So bad.
Hey, Blan.
I'm sorry you feel bad.
Thank you.
But look, this is what you need to do. You don't need tea. You don't need water, salt, and all that other crap. You'll be gargling forever. You need a shot of Granddad 100 proof.
There we
go. A little
go.
Honey in it. Warm that mixture.
Mm. Oh, Clear Channel definitely sounds cannot great. Afford that.
No.
Whiskey? Are you kidding?
No, not whiskey. A good bourbon. Oh. Granddad 100 proof.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. That's all you need, sweetie. You'll
that
be all
always
right.
works for me.
All right.
Whether I have a cold or not.
Yeah.
We're lucky if Clear Channel has brain alcohol. Are you kidding? Bourbon. Hey, what is a bad year for this bourbon?
You'd be like Margaret Foster in 9 to 5. Medicinal purposes.
That's what this place needs, a bar.
She's down at Charlie's
I'll
getting
say.
Drunk.
It's going to need a bar soon. Boy. Hey, boy. Okay. By the way, did I mention healthcare.gov has enrolled in, one of them is me, enrolled 29,000 in 2 days, beating the first month's total. We were talking to Carl Frisch about this. By the way, it does not reflect any purchases made on the 15 state exchanges, which, as of October, were outpacing the federal purchase.
Oh.
This is just sad. Maybe this were a horse, you would just shoot it. The show.
At least you don't have rabies.
You know?
Who could say?
If you had rabies, we'd at least take you up back to the shed and shoot you in the head.
We presumably will be right back. Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Thanks for all the sore throat recipes that are not working. And now here's Anne in New Hampshire to tell me I'm completely screwed. Hello, Anne. Hi,
Anne. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I listen to you all the time. It's the first time I've called, and I hesitate to diagnose someone who hasn't come to my office personally. But, boy, with the way your voice sounds, if you don't rest your voice, you're going to damage your vocal cords. You really need to rest your voice when it's in this condition, or else you're going to have a bad case of dysphonia.
Of what?
What now?
Dysphonia?
Dysphonia means your vocal cords are you're hoarse. You're hoarse, your vocal cords aren't working where they should. So, you know, you're just... Rest
right.
your voice.
Yes, I think that's probably wise.
Okay. Don't talk. Which I know right. it's difficult when you're on a radio show not to talk, but
yes.
That's my medical opinion.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Okay.
So 2 hours of dead air. That's what we
yes.
2 hours of the Jim Ward Show.
Okay.
Of conspiracies.
Well.
That was kind of, you know, my non-medical opinions. I really shouldn't be here, shouldn't be talking. But good, permanent damage. Something else to look forward to. Okay.
I think she didn't say permanent damage. She just
yes,
said...
Yes, she did. She did. Yes. Damage your vocal cords. That doesn't come back. Okay. All righty.
Okay.
David in Massachusetts says, Steph, very happy to hear you'll be back on TV soon. I'd like to make a donation to Free Speech TV. Would you send me the link? The link is up where, Chris?
The link is up at stephaniemiller.com, at your Facebook page, on your Twitter feed, and everywhere else Stephanie Miller... merchandise is sold.
Will Jackie be joining you on Free Speech TV? Well, you better, you know, come up with some ka-ching-ka-ching because she is a high-priced trollop. So let's hope so. That would be great if we can get Jackie back. All right. Andre gave us a jingle.
Have you heard the news? You can help the Stephanie Miller Show get back on TV.
Well, what?
Yeah. We can help the Stephanie Miller Show get back on TV.
Isn't that awesome?
Free Speech TV.
Help bring Stephanie to Free Speech TV.
Well, it's about time.
Put it down for Mom.
What?
TV.
Just go to Stephanie's Facebook page to find out how you can help bring Stephanie to Free Speech TV.
This is going to be great. Now I don't have to stare at the radio with my cats every morning. Sounds like my cats are happy, too.
Yay!
Thank you. You little oddling, Audra. Oh, boy. All right.
Maybe we should call Jackie and have her talk about health care for 2 hours.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
That would be very wise.
Especially health care as it pertains to vocal cords.
There you go.
Well, she's not a doctor.
But she plays one on the radio.
Close enough. The press day yesterday.
If you're a bartender, have a happy hour. And also probably get health insurance because a lot of bartenders don't have it.
There you go. Oh, the boner, being a helper again. The boner.
When will they learn to say yes to common ground? What? When will they start what? Listening to the American people?
What now?
What are you talking about? He's been done nothing but bend over backwards.
Obstruct.
For you.
Yeah.
And
stall enough.
Good boy.
You can bend further. Bend further. Wait. Give me some more bourbon.
It's what I need. I need a lot more bourbon. Another good piece in the Daily Beast, RX for Obamacare, take a chill pill.
Yeah.
This is a good piece. Democrats are running scared while Republicans can hardly hide their glee. Both sides have it exactly backwards. The GOP should be terrified, and the Democrats need to grow a spine.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what I said yesterday. First, Republicans are wrong on the wrong side of the issue. Americans support health care reform, and they point out something we've talked about before. A clear majority 53% either support the law or think it doesn't go far enough. With an average of 38% opposing. Unfortunately, when the press reports those results, the roughly 12% I think we should go further toward national single payer get lumped in with conservative opponents. And that can't be said enough, I think.
Hmm.
Not by me, right. But by someone.
Someone who can talk.
Right. Like Medicare and Social Security before it, both bitterly opposed by Republicans, Obamacare will doubtless develop into a well-run, cost-effective, popular national fixture. Writes Joe McLean in the Daily Beast, who might be a new future husband, who can say. That prospect plainly terrifies the entire GOP, Tea Parties, and establishment alike. It scares them so much that 27 states with Republican governors and or legislators have refused to set up exchanges, as we know, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, but, you know, he's just talking about, along with Tennessee, several other states already reporting hospital closing and bankruptcies from these Republican governors that didn't take the money.
Mm-hmm.
At least 5,000 healthcare workers nationally have been laid off as a direct result of this knee-jerk obstructionism, given the real demand for health insurance and solid opposition to repealing Obamacare. Republicans are courting public outrage and public disaster yet again, this time in the heart of red state America. They should be afraid. As for the Democrats, instead of coming unhinged every time healthcare.gov hiccups, they ought to be holding Republicans accountable for deliberately sabotaging their website rollout.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about this before, denying funding, et cetera. In the long run, Obama and the reformers have the winning hand in this game. The state exchanges are working well, and the federal website will be fixed in plenty of time for the enrollment to proceed apace. The program will be both efficient and cost-effective. Voters will see the obvious and hold the GOP culprits accountable. Democrats should just chill out and stop hand-wringing. All it takes is a little backbone.
Yeah. Democrats are starting to get some backbone back.
Except for Harry Reid, who just exempted some of his Senate staff from Obamacare exchanges. Why would you do that? I know all the ins and outs, but you know how they're going to use that as a political football. It's
right.
Just a good God.
Yeah, but, you know, his staff does get health insurance through their employer.
Yeah, I don't, it's, you know.
It was only an exemption put in there by the Republicans and to call the Democrats bluff. It's not necessary, right. That exemption.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what Obamacare is designed for.
Uh-huh. I hope Obamacare is designed for this. Oh, by the way, do you think medical marijuana would help? Did you see that Bill Clinton, who I sounded like yesterday, before I lost my voice entirely, he said 20 years after saying he didn't inhale, he's setting the record straight. He said, I didn't say I was holier than thou. I said I tried it. I never denied that I used marijuana. And he sort of did.
Yeah, but you can eat it in a brownie or something like
right.
that. I'm sure that's what he did. That's what I assumed he did.
No, he said I didn't like it. I didn't inhale. And I never tried it again.
What, he just smoked it for the taste?
He said, like many things in the press, the whole thing's been twisted. I told the truth. I thought it was funny. Oh, now he said he was making a joke, but he didn't inhale.
Okay.
I'm not sure smoke would be good for your vocal cords.
No, you don't want to be smoking marijuana. Mm-hmm.
Really? But. Mike in St. Louis.
Hello. There's a home remedy that I've tried years ago and a few times in my life, and it really works. It's two fresh ginger root.
Mm.
You have to get it at the bigger supermarkets out of the fresh vegetables.
Right.
Uh-huh. Oh, all right. I'll make a little stop on my way home. Okay. By the by, sexy liberal Carlos Alzraki was in here yesterday and just announced for 2014, but don't forget the final 2013 show.
Wrapping up the sexy liberal comedy tour for 2013, the Emerald City is about to get a brand new dose of hilarity.
Welcome back, Seattle.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show returns to Seattle.
No, I've never been the kind of glint for that sort of self-congratulatory hoopla.
Saturday, December 14th, the Paramount Theater welcomes the return of Stephanie Miller.
The greatest radio talk show host ever.
John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks in the plush and historic Paramount Theater, which has hosted Ella Fitzgerald and the Marx Brothers. The Paramount now welcomes Stephanie Miller.
I want you to meet a very charming lady.
And it's about time.
And her special brand of sexy liberal comedy. Tickets are available by going to stgpresents.org or the Paramount box office or sexyliberal.com. Don't miss this show December 14th.
What a festive day.
This is the Sexy Liberal Show at the historic Paramount Theater.
Good night, Seattle. We love you.
Ooh, come on down, Portland. Do it. Do it. Okay. Okay, kids. I don't know what we're doing now, but Mom's voice is done. Done, done, done. Are we doing a best of, or are you going to carry the most?
No, I mean, we're going to try and carry on.
Okay.
It's a little bit last minute, but
1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, so help the mooks out.
Yes, Mama, please call.
All right, 17 minutes after the hour. Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
I don't think we're Stephanie Miller.
No.
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 Who are you?
Stephanie Miller.
We are Chris Lavoie and Jim Ward.
And I have to remember how to work the phone machine again, which I haven't done in probably a year.
Yeah, Stephanie had to go because you obviously heard her. She wasn't feeling too well, and she wasn't sounding too well either, so she went home to rest her voice. But yeah, so we're going to be hosting, so please give us a call at 1-800-STEP-12. That's 1-800-STEPH-12. It's been a little while since we've done this, so
yeah.
We might need a little help with the phones.
Got to be careful not to drop the call by accident.
Okay, just hit the button to the left side of one.
Okay, let's see what's going on here.
Okay.
This is Lenny. Lenny from Austin.
Hey, Lenny.
Hey there. I guess I'll have to hope Stephanie's listening or that you guys can forward this on to her, but I was a DJ for years, way back in another lifetime.
Yep.
And all winter long, I relied on club soda with lime.
Aha.
And it actually... It worked wonders. As a bartender in a nightclub that I worked at a long, long time before that was the guy that told me about it and introduced it to me, and it does work.
Okay.
And then if she's also feeling throat pain,
uh-huh.
So it's just a matter of, you know, if she's just lost her voice, that should help with that.
Okay.
If her throat hurt with the syringes being stabbed into a thing, it's the most painful thing you can ever do, but it works to get rid of the throat pain for hours. Aspirin powder. You can get like the DC aspirin powder.
Aspirin powder, like Goody's aspirin powder or something like that.
Yeah. That
works. Just gargle with that.
Don't gargle it. This is where it's awful. Just reach your head back and dump that powder onto your burning throat.
Ew.
It hurts. It hurts like you could not believe for about 30 seconds.
Right.
But then it's just numb. There's no more pain. It's just gone.
Oh, okay.
I'd probably stick with gargling with...
So those are two things you might be able to give a shot.
Okay.
I'd probably stick with gargling with hot salt water. You know, that's as unpleasant as that is.
Yeah, but you know what? She was gargling all last break, and didn't really do anything. All right, well, thanks for that, Lenny. Okay, to drop calls,
yes.
You just hit drop. That's at the bottom. You see that?
There we go. Okay.
So, let's go to Gene in Albuquerque.
Okay.
Can you pull him up?
Gene left in Albuquerque.
Hey, Gene, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Well, kind of first time calling you and a short time listener. I just found you guys a few months ago.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I used to sit there and jump back and forth of Rush Limbaugh and just had you know, chuckles and stuff like that when I listened to his crazy rant.
Right.
And I always feel like I'm the lone Democrat down here in this crazy brewery land down here in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, you're in Phoenix?
Yeah, Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
Which is very cold right now. It's like 45 degrees down here in Phoenix.
So oh, sure.
Yeah, we got cold.
Yes. Yeah, this is Chris. I lived in Phoenix for 13 years. I'm an ASU graduate, so I know that's
it.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Phoenix, especially during the wintertime.
45 degrees is Arctic for Phoenix.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I'm originally from Minnesota, so.
Oh, well, yeah.
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 So but you say,
but I was telling you guys. Because, you know, I got, you know, a few clients, I do some work, and, you know, and a lot of the people I run into are, you know, the other side, we would say,
right.
The dark side.
Sure.
And one time, somebody was just bad-mouthing Obama so badly, and I'm a veteran, too, and I, you know, I have my heart's in the right spot for the man. He's done everything he's tried to do, but, you know, these people just will not stop, and I just got fed up with it that one morning, and I just... You know, I just came on glued, you know, as a crazy gay Democrat would. And it's the same stuff. They always, you know, they always come out with the same stuff that's on Fox News, which is, you know, they should just pull that whole channel and throw it down the toilet somewhere.
Yeah.
But But, you know, they were doing it again today, and I'm going, you know, you guys have no idea what you're saying, you know.
Right.
And, you know, they keep talking, bad-mouthing Obama about the health care, and they laugh. And
right.
then when you get in a discussion one, they get really, really mad, like they're going to tear your head off. You
exactly.
Know, they start.
Yeah, they're not used to people challenging
right.
what they've heard in, you know, on Fox News and on talk radio. They're not
no.
used to people
and
challenging that, and they don't know how to come back with it, so they just get mad. That's
yeah,
what I've always found.
They're used to lecturing to the sheeple. And,
right.
Yeah, they don't like it when people
and
actually.
Their voice, you know, they get, you know, like they're screaming. I'm going, aren't you adult where you can talk in a normal tone? And this is not
apparently
one
not.
Person, it's all of them. You know, they start
mm-hmm.
screaming at
right.
you like they're crazy.
Yep.
So, you know, you just kind of walk away and go, yeah, okay.
Except for Neil Cavuto, because he always sounds like Marvin the Martian. I claim this radio station in the name of Mars.
Yeah. Well, are you going to Sexy Liberal Phoenix, Gene?
I'm going to, when I get home off of work here, I'm going to try to get some tickets to go to that show, because I love her. And I,
yep.
like I said, first time I've, in a couple of months, I found you guys. And, I, you know, I listen to Ed's show and all that stuff. And I love what you guys talk about, and it's the truth.
Oh.
You know, I'm sorry.
Yep.
You know, the truth is there.
Yep, no reason to be sorry.
No. Yeah.
All right, Gene. All right, well, thanks
all
for your
right,
call.
And have a good Christmas, guys.
You too. And we'll see you at the Orpheum Theater on February 15th.
I love that place down there, too.
All right. Sounds good, Gene. Thanks. Hey, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, what do we got here? We've got...
Who do you want to pull up?
How about Robert from Albuquerque?
Hey. All right.
Okay. Hello, Robert. You there?
Yeah.
There he is.
I'm here, and, okay, Stephanie's got to get her tea toddy on. She's got a, I'm a professional here, so, you know, I know from whence I speak.
Okay.
Or allegedly. Anyway, black tea for the theophylline, okay? Raw honey, okay, it's got some natural antibiotic properties.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cinnamon, it has some topical antibiotic properties as well.
Ah.
A little bit of lemon juice. And then a shot of tequila just for the hell of it.
Yeah. Couldn't hurt.
Just to deaden the pain.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is my long view of the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
That, you know, the states that have developed exchanges, they are going to be pulling medical providers. I'm a physical therapist.
Uh-huh.
And what they're going to be doing, the states with exchanges are going to be pulling medical providers from these states that don't have exchanges, because the folks are going to go where the work is.
Okay.
And you know, here in New Mexico, we do have an exchange. It's kind of a half-assed exchange because our governor is a Republican and she's not done the greatest job of,
right.
Of helping us.
Okay.
But we still got an exchange, and we're already seeing, you know, folks coming in to work here in New Mexico,
oh,
nurses.
That's awesome.
Mid-levels, you know,
sure.
therapists. So I think that's going
to
happen.
All right. Well, that's great that it's beginning to work in New Mexico despite a Republican in the governor's house.
Cool.
We'll be back here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
No matter what we do, an asteroid's gonna wipe us out. So we should party hard and wreck the place.
Yeah!
Yeah! All right.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller had to go home because we couldn't hear her. She was getting hoarse.
She couldn't talk. She sounded like this. She sounded like Muttley from the Wacky Races.
So, we are here. My name is Chris Lavoie. That
I'm
is
Jim Ward.
Jim Ward. And we're taking your calls, any and all calls.
Please.
At 1-800-STEPH-12. That's 1-800-STEPH-12. And Jim has a conspiracy call
yeah,
for us. Who is
Steve
it?
Steve from Long Island has a conspiracy about the world economy. Hey, Steve.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I know, Jim, you love good conspiracies, but I got one for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. On the world economy. You hear they're always saying they want to get rid of the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
They also want to now get rid of food stamps or any help to the poor.
Right.
So making them basically desperate for any work they'll find.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you got that going on here. You got China and India. Their economies are growing. They're buying everything.
Right.
So what they're trying to do is flip it. So we are actually the manufacturers, like China and India are, and they're the new consumers.
So right. So we become China in essence. Right. Interesting.
Yeah, now that's a good one, right?
Yeah. No, huh. I think that's a very valid point, actually.
It's too scary to be real.
They're heading in that direction, definitely.
Yeah, but I don't think they're smart enough to do it.
you may be right there.
Yeah, I think that's where the conspiracy collapses.
Well, yeah.
Well, as soon as they interjected with religion, that was it.
Ah, right. Exactly.
As soon as they did that, as soon as they pulled the pin on that grenade, that's what's going to kill them.
Exactly. That's a very good point.
All right.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Steve. All right.
Interesting.
Do you buy it?
Well, we seem to be heading in that direction. They're getting, trying to destroy the middle class and succeeding. They hate what we've become through liberal presidents and Congress. I think there's something to that.
Okay.
They want to turn us into a third world country where the elites have everything, and we're all slaves.
Right.
So, yeah.
Who can say?
It's not going to happen, but
but valiant effort. All right, let's go to our old friend Sue in Rockville. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Sue, help.
Hi, I'm going to be your token lady until you throw me out.
We needed some estrogen.
Okay, I have a couple. I have three main points I'd like to get, and then after that, I'm yours if you really want me.
Okay.
First of all these well-meaning people who call, I love them all. Everyone's got their own remedies. My husband likes the airborne stuff, but the truth is a cold or a bronchitis is 9 days. It's 3 days coming, 3 days there, and 3 days gone.
Yeah.
And you'll feel lousy for a week. And the worst thing, there's only one thing as a family with professional singers, whispering is the worst thing you can do. But beyond that.
Because that's hard on your vocal cords.
It's much worse.
It dries them out.
Forced, either speak or rest your voice, but don't whisper.
Right.
Okay, so that's the first thing I would like to say. The second thing is all of these wonderful listeners, everyone in the chat room, you need to email Phil Griffin, who's the president of MSNBC, the same fine man who fired Keith Olbermann, the same fine man who only suspended Mark Halperin when he called our president, not some two-bit nothing like Sarah Palin said something appropriate, but called our president a D-I-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's not enough to complain or go and tweet. Go and email and tweet him and tell him what you think of him or call them out. Because the thing I told him is if he's really balanced at all, how about a report on the fact that Sarah Palin in 2008 said she was going to bring a national recognition to families with children who have Down syndrome? She could have used this platform that she has to really advocate for children with special needs, and she's squandered it because she is a raging narcissist and all she cares about. So I'd like to see some kind of follow-up because I looked at the research, and since 2008, you know what she's done to raise awareness and sensitivity about special needs?
Zero.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Now, Chris,
yes.
Finally, hi. I do have to take you down.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I love you to pieces.
Uh-oh.
You know that.
Yeah.
But having been pregnant three times, the other day when you guys were talking about the woman who 4 days after pregnancy did a selfie or whatever.
Right.
You know, it takes, first of all, I was a Lamaze instructor for many years.
Okay.
At the end of the day, when we would have our families come back for their party after everyone had given birth, some women were back in a size 2, and some women were still in maternity clothes.
Right.
Making women feel bad, new mothers feel bad, when they are overwhelmed with a new infant is patently unfair. And, you know, I've had three, and I have to tell you, after the third one, I am going to lose that postpartum weight soon.
Yeah.
He's 32,
yeah.
So we're not going to let the facts get in the way. Okay, but really.
But why is it her responsibility to look out for the feelings of other women?
It's not a question of that. Its question is, why is it even important? What does it matter? Who cares? If she feels good about herself, great. There'll be enough people in her actual life who will say the things they need to say, because some women's bodies are just that much more resilient. And I got to tell you, with each baby, they're less resilient. I literally conceived the third time, and my muscle said, oh, yeah, I remember. That was the end of it.
Yeah, she's just rubbing it in people's faces.
It is. Even if she's not intentionally doing it, it's great. Some women really bounce back. Other women really have to, you know, really have to work at it. But, you know, I became a parenting instructor and a parent coach because after being Lamaze coach, people said to me, wait a minute. Pregnancy, birth, over and done. I have a child now for the next, you know.
What do I do? What's the instruction manual?
And that's exactly why I switched into parenting, and my background was in early childhood. And speaking of kids, if I can add one more thing. Fellas, is this okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Anyone who lives in Maine needs to contact that horrible excuse of a human, Governor LePage.
Yeah.
About wanting to rescind child labor laws.
Mm. What? I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, I'll send you the link, Chris.
Oh,
he's
my God.
He's trying to undo child labor laws, and my son-in-law's family is up in Maine, and we are just, they are just working as hard as they can for Democrats.
Aren't child labor laws a federal issue, though? So that would be, that would usurp the states.
I guess there are state regulations in terms of how many hours as well, and he's trying to relax them so that children can be exploited more, you know, just sort of like what was said by other, I mean, he's just being a regular Republican.
Yeah.
it goes along with the other caller's thoughts about turning us into China. Sounds like he wants to do that.
There is nothing that a Republican can say that should be listened to, period.
Now, but you know what? When I was 13 and 14, I actually drew a paycheck by mowing lawns for a rental management company.
There's nothing wrong with children working, okay? All of my kids, when they wanted a car, when they turned 16 and got their driver's license, I said, if you want to have an outgo of money, you need to have income.
Sure.
And so they all worked summers. They all worked breaks during college. But their full-time job is being a student. And that's the most important thing. The gift, the best gift we were able to give our kids was they walked out of college debt-free.
Yeah, that's the best gift my parents gave me.
That doesn't happen anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. But that doesn't mean kids shouldn't be responsible how to manage money and have some part-time jobs. But there's a difference when the work becomes first, because then the education will and that ultimately is really terrible for them, especially when you look at test scores around the world these days.
Yeah.
And the fact is, we could be doing a far, far better job. This is the 21st century.
Yep.
So.
Oh, Sue, you are awesome.
You're a lifesaver.
Yeah.
I love you guys so much.
Love you too, Sue. All right, thanks. Bye-bye. And let's go to Matt in Maine. He might be able to shed a little light on what Governor LePage is doing there with relaxing child labor laws. Hey, Matt. Oh.
Oops.
You hung up on him.
Oh, shoot.
I'm here.
Try it again. Oh, you're there.
Oh,
hi,
okay.
Dave in Florida here.
Oh, hey, Dave. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Oh, not too much. I thought I'd help you poor guys kill some time here. And since Jim's driving the bus there, I get to call and talk to conspiracy theories a little bit.
Okay,
fantastic.
Go ahead.
Steph doesn't want to hear it. I actually found this film not too long ago, and I threw it up on your Facebook page, Jim, actually, too. It's a documentary about a group that was formed, you know, to look further into this conspiracy. And it's architects. It's all these architects.
Architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, yes.
Did you see that? Exactly. I hadn't seen it. I don't know if that was a newer film or an older film, but they basically said what sort of logic would tell you is that those buildings couldn't come straight down like
that's
that.
That's only possible in the controlled demolition. And even when they do a controlled demolition, if everyone's seen films in Vegas or they knock down old hotels, they don't always come straight down into their own footprint. It's a very hard thing to do. You have to be a real professional to make that happen. And the buildings 1 and 2 were specifically designed to withstand the impact of a jetliner, which they obviously didn't do. And they didn't just fall over. They dropped, just like Building 7, at nearly free fall speed directly into their own footprint. That doesn't happen by accident. And also Larry, what's his name? Silverstein, the guy who was leasing the World Trade Center, actually admitted on film in a PBS documentary a year after 9/11 that they decided to pull Building 7. Now, you can quibble with the nomenclature, you know, pull, that's a correct term, but he admitted on film that it was brought down deliberately. And when you know what was inside Building 7, which is the SEC documents for things like Harkin Energy and other things involved, the Bush family, you can see why they wanted to get rid of that building.
Ah, scary music, please. Okay. Absolutely. No, and I just, and the bottom line, at the end of the day, net, I still don't think it was an inside job, only because I think they'd be capable of it, but I don't think they'd be smart enough to do it. That's what still puzzles me. But really, I mean, all this evidence, just it demands more investigation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I won't draw any conclusions, but there's overwhelming evidence. This demands further investigation.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the more time goes by, the less likely it is to happen. Mm-hmm. But I didn't forget, and I'm still mad, and I know you are.
Yeah.
We should be.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Dave.
And we need to take a break right now. Did you hang up on him, Carter?
Yes.
You did. Oh, my God. Yay. All right, we're going to take a break here. I'll be right back. We have some more callers about this Maine thing with Governor LePage wanting to remove child labor laws. So we'll shed some light on that when we come back. This is the Stephanie Miller Show with Jim and Chris.
For a good time, call now.
Stephanie Miller.
That got rough for Steph.
It's the show formerly known as the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes, it's now the Jim and Chris Show.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
You think?
She had to go home because she couldn't talk anymore.
She had a case of the horse. Hey, you did a good job with
Thank
that.
Thank you. It's like I've been in radio for a while.
I know. How about that?
You know, back in '06, when Mr. Marconi showed me how to work the wireless.
All right. Let's call up Mike in California. I can do that.
Okay.
From over here, Mike, you want to talk about Maine lowering the age and pay of workers. What's going on?
How's it going? I just wanted to say first, you two and Stephanie, man, make my commute very laughable, and I truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for listening.
Oh, no problem. But yeah, I think her name was Sue. She was talking about Maine. I think I heard it on the Michael Signorelli show. Not only he wants to lower the work permit age from 16 to 12, he wants to be able to pay them, I think it's $5.25 an hour. So, I mean, I know the caller earlier kind of, you know, might have over dramatically laid out us being China, but I don't know if you guys have seen the movie The Campaign with Will Ferrell. It's kind of like insourcing.
I did.
You know, the same concept of insourcing, you know, I mean, it's scary. I mean, you know, I'm all for, I got a job when I was a kid, you know, but my mom and dad made it clear that education was my priority. And, you know, what's happening is people are having to make so little money, they're going to be forced to have their 12-year-old kids go out and work for $5.25. And it's just, I think it could be a virus that takes over. When Maine does it, then I'm sure they'll be following states. So that is something I think that needs to be paid attention to, and that's scary. I mean, the campaign was a great joke, but
it was a funny movie. I mean, yeah. But
yeah, but here we go.
The message of it, we just got to be careful of that slow creep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But you guys do awesome shedding light, man, and Stephanie's voice was truly hilarious.
It was, but we had to send her out back.
Not no shit.
All right,
you guys do great, man. Thank you guys for
all right. Thanks for your call, Mike. And you know what? Kenny Pick has sent along something.
Jim and Chris are with you today.
Yes. We're lighting our farts and doing boy stuff.
Really filthy. Not for the kids.
Tell your parents.
And whatever.
Teabag your president.
The lunatics are running the asylum.
It's got smoke coming out of it.
Oops.
Yikes. Okay.
And that's when we open the bar here.
Yeah.
Breakfast cocktail.
Mmm. They're
all wasted. We don't know what the hell we're doing.
We're going to talk about sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing but guys.
Doing manly things.
Sports. And throwing stuff.
Whittling.
Breaking things.
Whittling?
Whittling?
Chewing
Shaw, or whatever it is he's doing.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Thank you, Kenny Pick. Wow.
Wow. That was like on the fly, it sounded like.
I think you put that together the last time we hosted together.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because we do manly things.
Like Fight Club kind
of
stuff.
Yes, yeah. Sure. What's the first rule of the Stephanie Miller Show? Don't talk about the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, so what do we got here? We got Bill from Phoenix talking about Rush and his lies on the air.
Oh, hello,
that
Bill.
Looks like fun.
Okay.
Where is he?
Pull him up on line two.
There he is.
There
hello,
we go.
Bill.
Hey, Bill.
I'd like to point out something Rush Limbaugh said yesterday that indicates how our tolerance has just gone absolutely wild. Okay. With regard to him. He was commenting on Obama's speech yesterday when he quoted approvingly Adam Smith's statement that people should be rewarded well for productive work. Limbaugh not only criticized him for quoting Adam Smith, but he said that he attacked Adam Smith, which gave me a jolt, even though I'm used to Limbaugh's ridiculous lies.
Yeah.
I don't know why the public, why the press doesn't emphasize some of these more outlandish statements and the absolutely incredible gullibility that Russia's audience shows. When he addressed the conservative pact a few years ago, he said he was quoting the Constitution when he was actually quoting the Declaration of Independence.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Pointing out that we are guaranteed these self-evident truths.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was interrupted three times by this audience of tens of thousands of people. You wonder, did anybody in that audience note this ridiculous error? And then when he attacks global warming, he doesn't only attack the science of it, about which, of course, he knows absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But he claims that it's a vast worldwide conspiracy,
right,
to undermine the global economy and the U.S. economy.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. He talks a lot of ridiculous things. by the way, we just got a tweet saying maybe in hour three it can be soccer talk with Jim.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. All right. This is the Stephanie Miller Show. Steph is not here. That's Jim and Chris. We still have 1 hour to go. God help us all.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Jim and I are feeling good, but Stephanie is not feeling good.
No.
This is the Stephanie Miller Show.
And sounding worse.
Yes. Jim and Chris here, because Stephanie had to go home. If you heard her in the first hour and a half of the show.
Yeah. And she got a call from a doctor who told her, you need to stop talking now.
Yeah. Yes, or else you're going to do permanent damage.
Yeah.
And for someone who makes her living talking.
Talking, that wouldn't be good.
No, she
sounded really bad.
Can I just say she sounded like crap?
Yeah.
Okay, pretty much. All right.
5 pounds of crap in a 3-pound bag or whatever.
Exactly.
Phrases.
Yeah, but you got us for the next hour, and we're going to be talking about guy stuff. No, we're just going to be talking about the regular stuff. But we're going to be taking a lot more of your calls at 1-800-STEPH-12. That's 1-800-STEPH-12. And you know what? Jim is just a week and 2 days away from traveling to Seattle, where he's going to be a part of the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour in Seattle.
In a world with Washington gridlock, Tea Party obstruction, economic chaos.
I'm sick of it, I'm sick of it.
There's only one way to get into the holiday spirit.
Stephanie Miller.
Let's kick back and get into the spirit.
Just in time for the holidays, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to Seattle. On Saturday, December 14th, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and your favorite progressive radio star, Stephanie Miller. Will perform live at the Paramount Theater in Seattle, Washington. Tickets are available at stgpresents.org. Come celebrate Christmachana Stefa Kwanzaa.
The war on Christmas was worse than you thought.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, December 14th at the Paramount Theater. Get your tickets now. Go to stgpresents.org.
Oh, yeah, and you know who else is going to be there?
Who?
Rocky Mountain Mike, who is on the line right now. Hey, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Hey, Brenda Vaccaro for the hour.
Rocky Mountain Mike, Colorado.
Yeah. So have you guys decided what you're going to be doing yet?
I haven't.
Well, you know, there have been some things floated around, but Jim, I was just going to say, you know, if you're going to play your harmonica, I would be happy to play the guitar for you.
Oh, but, cool.
But, you know, Hal is there, and that would be good, but he probably would, you know, throw some Motley Crue licks in there. I don't know if you could work around those.
Blues harp some and Motley Crue. I don't get that whole, the metal thing, I'm afraid.
We're going to do the not suitable for work players are going to do a skit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really about all. I'm not actually going to be there. I'm just going to be in this, you know, as I am always, sort of in the background pulling the strings.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
But literally, if you're playing the guitar.
Who else is going to be there?
We have six actors up there, and I can't tell you their names right now.
I put you on the spot, and for that I apologize.
But they, you know, they were all on the album, and as was Jim, of course, and they all just sort of worked on spec. They're all professional voice actors, and you know, one of them is a co-Emmy award winner, just like Jeff. I'm just like Jim, and so you know, I was really lucky to get this group of folks to work with.
Should I reprise my Mitch McConnell letter?
You know, I don't know, but I think we've kind of decided on what we're going to do, and we're going to be rehearsing it next week.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you totally blew me away in D.C. with the Rombot 3000 thing. That was amazing. So we're making sure that we allow for the gym talent to be exposed there.
Well, don't encourage
me, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of show.
After three drinks, I might just... No.
Yeah.
All right.
Just be sure and tweet it like Steph does.
Exactly. Right. All right, Rocky Mountain Mike. Well, looking forward to seeing you in Seattle next weekend.
Yeah, and good luck for the next hour, guys.
Oh, thanks. We're going to need it.
We'll need it. Yeah.
All right. Talk to you later, Mike. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, we've got... John Denver on the line. What?
No, that's John in Denver.
Oh, okay. I thought he was calling from the aunt. He wants to know why Rumsfeld wasn't in the Pentagon in 9/11.
Oh, that's
I
a good question
about that.
All right. That seems up your alley.
John, are you there?
Hey, Jim. Hey, guys. Get well, Steph. Listen, I wanted to ask, I've never had anybody answer this question for me, but the morning of 9/11, when the Pentagon was hit,
mm-hmm.
I never understood why Rumsfeld was out helping with stretchers and not in the command center communicating with Cheney unless he knew that there was nothing to fear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it never made any sense to me that nobody ever questioned why Rumsfeld didn't do his job. Of course, his soulmate was in the White House because they've been together since 74.
Right.
But I think Bush was as much of a willing patsy as Oswald
right.
was.
Yeah. It was Rumsfeld.
That's my opinion,
and
but nobody's ever. Has anybody talked about that before, or am I just unclueless?
I think he was on the opposite side of the building from where the missile hit. And by the way, I'm pretty sure it was a missile because while they did took great care to make sure that none of the cameras were operational, they actually took the film out of the 96 cameras that had a view of the Pentagon. And so no one got to see what exactly happened. But they missed one. There was a shot from a helicopter from probably a mile or two away. And you see something, a very small white craft. It looks like a cruise missile like you find under the wing of a B-52. And that makes more sense because it's actually a very narrow hole that was punched in the wall of the Pentagon before the facade collapsed. And there's all these very strange, you know, normally at a crash site you have people in hazmat suits, at least wearing gloves or something. But these guys look like FBI wandering around picking up little bits of metal.
Well, I was just an E-4 in the military, but I know that if you get attacked, you get to command and control. You don't run out and start helping the medics.
Yeah.
That's just,
it's weird.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, well, Rumsfeld actually slipped once and said it was talking about a missile that hit the Pentagon. Oops. Oh, my stars and garters. Shouldn't have said that. Jiminy Christmas.
Was he smart enough to keep a secret that big, though?
Well, he was a naval flight instructor. You know, he wasn't a total doofus.
Right,
know?
But he was getting up there in years.
That's true.
And he's still getting up there in years.
Yeah.
So,
Well.
You know, that's just my natural skepticism, you know.
But although I do kind of agree with him that sitting is bad for you if you do it for a long time.
He
stands all the time.
There are a lot of people who have standing desks.
Yeah.
You know, they don't sit at work. They stand. And
Right. Apparently
it's better for your posture.
Better for your posture. Probably better for your blood pressure. You know,
yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Anyway. But so I've got to give Rumsfeld some props for that at least.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Okay, what else we got going on?
Let's go to Jim in Kalamazoo. He's been on hold for a little while. Hey,
just
Jim.
Just so you can say Kalamazoo.
Yes. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, whenever Palin or any Republican has the gall to talk about the debt, the Reagan-Bush debt, I should say,
Yeah. Somebody
should point out the fact it was the Republicans who ran up almost all of it.
Absolutely.
Now, they'll say, well, Obama ran up the debt. Those were Bush obligations.
Right.
He did two phony wars off the books.
Mm-hmm.
He did two giant tax giveaways off the books.
Right.
And the Medicare D, which was not written for the old folks. It was written by and for the pharmaceutical industry off the books. So if somebody wants to save Medicare $1 trillion, you can reword or reform Medicare D.
Yeah, I just...
But Shanksville, Pennsylvania, I have a photograph of that crash site.
Right.
It was a very widely... It isn't surreptitious or anything. It was a regular photograph, and there was absolutely no wreckage.
Right.
There was just fall on the ground with smoke coming out of it.
Right.
There were no tail section.
Right.
There were no engines.
No bodies, no luggage, nothing.
No landing gear, no luggage, no nothing. It was just a hole in the ground.
Right.
With smoke.
And by the way,
it.
That hole was photographed by the U.S. Geological Survey from space in 1994, 7 years before 9/11. So that convenient.
Same hole and the same smoke?
Yeah. Well, the smoke wasn't there yet, but the hole was already there.
Well, so we should always call it the Reagan-Bush debt.
Yep.
Because
mm-hmm.
they ran it up.
Absolutely.
On purpose,
mm-hmm.
I might add.
That's right. Clinton got rid of a lot of the debt, but then Bush ran it right back up again.
I remember Bush's inaugural.
They got all upset about that. That's what piqued my curiosity. How come these so-called fiscal responsibility people are against Clinton paying down? See, Clinton balanced the budget. He ran a surplus and started to pay down the Reagan-Bush debt, and the Republicans went crazy.
Right.
That's when I figured out, well, the two Sanders theory by Jude Wininski.
Right.
They ran this debt up on purpose
to
get us to where we are today. That was the whole point of it all.
Yeah.
And here comes Obama cutting the deficits down. They don't like that.
Oh, they hate it. All right.
Yeah, I just remember Bush's...
Everything I said is true. It's on the record.
Yep, absolutely. All right, thanks for your call, Jim.
I just remember George Bush's first inaugural address when he said, well, I got to sell surplus. Means you're paying too much tax.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to take care of that. Yeah, and he did.
Well, that's
thanks
a conservative
a
view.
Right.
That if there's a surplus, we're paying too much in taxes.
Right.
When it should we should be fiscally prudent and have... some stashed away for a rainy day,
you would think.
Wouldn't you think?
Especially if you're planning two off-the-books wars. Yeah.
That is true. And, yeah, they might have been planning that since before.
Yeah.
9/11. But anyway, we're about ready to take a break here, so let's do that. And then we will come back with more of your calls. 1-800-STEPH-12. That's 1-800-STEPH-12. We'll be right back here on the Stephanie Miller Show with Jim and Chris.
Stephanie Miller is... Who is a babe, by the way? I must point this out.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
The things you say, you're unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that we are hosting today.
Ah,
hey!
Captain Segway.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Lieutenant Segway.
Okay, there you go. This is the Stephanie Miller Show. Steph had to go home because she was sounding like crap.
Like she had a Steph infection.
Yes. But you got me, Chris Lavoie. You got Jim Ward over there. And we are hosting today for the rest of the show. So give us a call at 1-800-STEPH-12. That's 1-800-STEPH-12. Who do you want to go to next?
Well, we've got Shafe.
Shafe from the chat room. Yes. Ustream.tv/Stephanie Miller. Hey, Shafe, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to call and kill some of your time, but also I wanted to add a little bit to the discussion about the callers or two who were saying that the ultimate goal is to turn us into a third world country.
Right.
Not quite the words I want to use, but ultimately I do believe that since we are the number one consumer nation, that the end goal, the end game, as it were, is to have us be also the place where most of this crap is manufactured, because then the only, thing that's the wild card is the cost of transportation, and if we're bringing it from halfway around the world, eventually oil prices could spike again, and then we could be sitting in a situation where stuff costs more to bring across the water.
Mm-hmm.
So, I see what the folks at ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, are trying to push. There was a nice article I saw on Truth Out a couple of days ago that I'm going to mention on our show, Turn Up Tonight with Kenny Pick. Shameless plug. Thank you.
where can people find Turn Up Tonight?
Right now, you can find us live on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Talk Radio 1. Also, we have a tune-in channel, Liberal Justice Radio. And we're working on setting up a podcast, so you can download it whenever you want to. But you can find us there.
Sweet.
But anyway, there's a really good article that I'm going to be talking about tomorrow night that talks about the 2014 agenda from ALEC.
Hmm.
They're looking at more undermining of workers' rights. They're going to try to introduce legislation that's going to prevent consumers from knowing the country of origin of the food.
Right. That's
the undermining of injured Americans to hold corporations accountable. That's a fine and dandy one. Mm-hmm. And also, again, stripping money away from public education to fund for-profit charter schools.
Oof.
So, I think that, ALEC and others of their ilk are, trying to take what we consider to be middle-class values, strip them away.
Right. Yep.
Lower wages, lower compensation, and eventually, you have a flat playing field, and you have, countries, it doesn't matter where they are, all working with pretty much the same workers' protections and wages. So then why have a manufacturing plant in Kuala Lumpur when you can, bring it back to Benton Harbor, Michigan?
Right, and have local slaves. Still.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, these won't be union jobs.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. And the attack on union jobs keeps going. Oh, and by the way, today, December 5th, in 100 cities, there is another round of fast food worker strikes.
That's right.
To try to get more and better wages, which here we are.
Mo better
wages. Day and age.
Yep.
Mo better wages.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Shafe. It's good to talk to you.
All right. Take care, guys.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. And the president was speaking about the income disparity yesterday and about the strikes that were going on with the fast food workers who are fighting for a much higher minimum wage.
Yeah.
And so let's hear a little bit of President Obama.
We know that we're going to have a greater and greater portion of our people in the service sector. And we know that there are airport workers and fast food workers and nurse assistants and retail salespeople who work their tails off and are still living at or barely above poverty. And that's why it's well past the time to raise a minimum wage that in real terms right now is below where it was when Harry Truman was in office.
So good to hear him address that.
Yeah.
Lately. Here's one more thing he said, that there's no evidence that higher minimum wage costs jobs.
There's no solid evidence that a higher minimum wage costs jobs, and research shows it raises incomes for low-wage workers and boosts short-term economic growth.
Of course. It's the multiplier effect. If you have money to spend, you help other businesses, who in turn buy stuff from other businesses, and the economy starts growing.
Exactly. And he had an admonishment for Republicans.
If you don't think we should raise the minimum wage, let's hear your idea to increase people's earnings.
Yeah. Humana, 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 blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. And, yeah, and then here's what he said as a closer.
We don't promise equal outcomes. We've strived to deliver equal opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At least we have until Alec.
Yep. We just want an even playing field. Mm-hmm. Give everybody the same opportunity and let them do what they will with it.
Ugh. Boy.
Yeah, let's go to Deb in San Diego. She has a comment about U.S. becoming a third world country. Hey, Deb.
Hey, hi, Chris.
Hello.
It was nice to speak with you finally. We've been having an email relationship for, oh, I don't know, a couple years now.
It's good to finally talk, Deb.
Yeah, yes. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I'm in the same camp as Shafe and a lot of your callers, and also Jim. I truly believe that they are working hard to move this country to, you know, a third world status in mm-hmm. terms of there's going to be a group of people who are not well educated, who don't have good access to health care, who will take any job they can get, who, mm-hmm. you know, and don't really get good information about what's actually happening. I mean, if you have a dumbed down, kept down group of people, they're easier to manipulate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
And I truly believe that's just in the big game plan, and hopefully we can push back against all of that. So I just wanted to say I agree. And as a union worker for an airline,
awesome.
You know, we have seen a lot of deterioration, you know, with a lot of our contract and everything that happens. And, you know, you just get wrapped up into a big merge, and, you know, you try to keep your head above water.
Yeah, yep.
Which is why a lot of us also have other jobs.
Like, what is your other job, Deb?
Oh, well, I have a little online biz.
Yes.
But,
what is it?
NoFeathersPlease.com.
Oh, right. Yes.
You're a little organic bedding company.
Exactly.
But I was going to, well, and I'm so excited to see that you guys are trying to get back on TV.
Yep.
So.
Well, we are getting back on TV right after the first of the year.
Oh, well, this is so exciting because yep. rather than sponsor an hour of the radio show,
yeah.
I'm going to donate to help Steph awesome. And you guys get back on TV.
Well, thank you, Deb. We really appreciate that. And we got to take a break now, but thanks for calling.
Anytime. Good luck, you guys. You're doing great.
Thanks, Deb. Talk to you soon. All right. This is the Stephanie Miller Show. It's Jim and Chris hosting because Steph went home sick. And we'll be taking more of your calls when we come back here on the Stephanie Miller Show at 1-800-STEPH-12.
Exotic fish. There's gotta be a...
Stephanie Miller.
Alrighty then. That was Marge Simpson, the former host of the Stephanie Miller
yes.
Show. Stephanie sounded like Marge Simpson this morning.
I actually played this song, my little band that we had at the theater group I was involved in.
The Foreskins?
About 10 years ago. No. That was a joke.
Okay.
Thing. None of us played the instruments then. But and my friends Lance and Donna are back from New York.
Oh, very
and
cool.
I would have been going to their Christmas party on the 14th, when I'm going to Seattle instead. I'm glad they're back in town, and
good.
I'll be playing music in the jam room.
Oh, good.
Soon, I hope.
All right. And also, we are raising a little bit of money to get back on TV via Indiegogo. You can donate to help get us back, donate to Free Speech TV to help get us back on TV. And maybe even get some swag for doing so. Just go to StephanieMiller.com, or you can go to Stephanie Miller's Facebook page or her Twitter feed and find out how.
And you can't spell Twitter without twit.
That is true. All right, let's go to Justin in Huntington Beach. Justin spent some time with a teabagger at Thanksgiving.
Boy.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys, what's happening? Kind of a funny story. So I had Thanksgiving at my house this year, and about 25 of us, and there's 10 or so Republicans, and about 7 of those are really far-right teabaggers. And it turns out the 2 teabaggiest is my uncle and aunt, who are also the 2 drunkest. So I decided to do a little experiment, and I let the liberal people in on it, and I was going to play politically incoherent and just see what happens. Just kind of watch, you know, the room.
Right.
And I swear I couldn't have planned it any better. I mean, what ended up happening was beyond belief. So Constar comes on, okay?
Right.
And literally at that moment in time, my Uncle Don has my mom pinned down, yammering on about Benghazi.
Oh God,
that
really?
Moment in time. And then in the kitchen with my wife and my aunt, she's yammering on about Obamacare. And, you know, Comstar, that was the whole, that's like the whole concept of it. And I couldn't take it. And I started cracking up. And
right.
then, of course, everyone in the room breaks down, there's cracking up. And so my aunt and uncle were like, well, what's so funny? So I rewind it, and I played it for them, and then the look on their face was priceless. I mean, they just, you know, flush red, and they were totally embarrassed because they knew they were acting like fools. And it
great.
Got a little dicey for a minute, you know. You know, I thought they might leave, but they didn't. And they ended up having, you know, pretty good sense of humor about it. And
yeah.
when the Palin bit came on, they even laughed at that. So,
oh, good.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I thought I would share that with you.
Building
and,
bridges.
Yeah, but it's like a little social experiment in my house.
It
was
yeah.
wonderful.
That sounds like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes. But the way it broke down, it was like I couldn't believe what – I mean, I knew something would happen at some point,
right.
but I didn't know it was going to be an exact duplicate of Constar. It was too funny.
Oh,
so,
well,
I thought I'd share.
Thanks for calling, Justin. We appreciate that. And let's hear the original Constar bit
okay.
from Rocky Mountain Mike and his album Politically Incoherent.
The following is a recording of an actual Constar call.
Constar, please state the nature of your emergency.
Hey, my brother-in-law is in the car, and he is going on and on about Obamacare.
No. Every small business in America will have to fire everyone.
I cannot seem
everyone.
To control him.
I'm serious. Death panels, biggest tax increase in history.
So we were just going to this grocery store, you know, and I mentioned that my back was hurting. And he just started
you know
in.
Who else had socialized medicine?
Okay, stay calm, sir.
Okay.
May I ask where your brother-in-law gets his news and information?
Well, exactly. I don't know. It's either Fox News or where he hangs out at the body shop.
I don't care. They have to wait 7 hours to see a doctor in Canada.
All right, sir. I'm sending you instructions on how to get to the nearest bookstore.
Okay. You know, I'm not even sure he can read.
That's okay, sir. They have picture books, graphic novels, and videos, too.
Doctors won't take Medicare no more.
Shut up!
With Constar, if you're faced with neocon logic, you're never more than the touch of a button away from actual thinking people.
This is Constar.
Hello, Constar. I can't get the doors or windows unlocked. My uncle is yammering on about Benghazi.
Mama. Watch live video. He did not do anything.
Would you shut up, Uncle?
You know this is
I'm
true
talking with the Constar lady.
He ordered the commando.
You are just
okay, ma'am.
Ma'am, shut up.
I'm deploying the passenger side airbag. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Is there anything else you need?
No, ma'am.
These were recordings of actual Constar calls. When you find yourself surrounded by life's little accidents, we're there for you. Constar.
Yay! That was
wow.
great. Rocky Mountain Mike from his album Politically Incoherent. All right. Let's go to Gail in Connecticut. Let's talk about Martin Bashir. Hey, Gail.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Oh, I haven't really had time to watch TV, and I just caught that he was fired.
Yep.
And I tried every channel. I tried listening, and I understand you spoke about it earlier, but I wasn't listening.
Uh-huh.
And I want to know what happened. I'm go crazy here trying to find out why they fired this man because I love him.
Do you know what
you
he
know?
Do you know what he said about Sarah Palin? Have you heard that?
No.
Okay.
Well,
when Sarah Palin compared, what was it, Obamacare to slavery or
yeah.
something like that?
I think it was Obamacare.
Yes. Martin Bashir cautioned Sarah Palin to not throw around terms like slavery so cavalierly,
mm-hmm.
and he relayed a story about the one particular slave owner who made you know some of his slaves defecate in other slaves' mouths.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he said that maybe someone should give that treatment to Sarah Palin.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, he was making a point not to throw around the term slavery so cavalierly
mm-hmm.
because of our nation's history with it. But
I can't believe they fired him for this.
Yeah. Well, you know, he said that he resigned, but we all know what happens when, you know.
Right.
Well, you know, I continued to watch after they did this to Keith Olbermann.
Yeah.
Now I'm never going to watch MSNBC. I'm sorry, Steph. I love you, but I'm not ever watching Ed either. I can't do it. I can't do it. They totally destroyed this man.
Mm. Yeah, he's a good journalist. You know, he'll land somewhere else. He will. But that might have been a little overblown, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for your call, Gail. Appreciate it. All right.
All right.
Who do you want to go to now? It's your choice this time.
Okay.
The guys are in charge. I see a few 9/11 calls up there.
Yeah, there were more.
Okay.
Let's talk to Catherine.
Catherine in California.
Nice alliteration.
Yeah, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Jim and Chris. Hey, Catherine.
Good morning. Feel better, Steph. I wanted to talk about last night Rachel was talking about Texas and 17 other states have made it illegal to assist someone in enrolling in the Affordable Care Act. This is individuals that you want to sit down and help your grandma or your cousin or somebody sit down and fill out the application and apply. Texas went to the Department of Insurance in Texas and told them to put onerous instructions that in order to do that, you have to register with the state Department of Insurance and pay their fees to get certified as a navigator and take out a surety bond for errors and omissions before you can help a family member, a neighbor, anybody that wants assistance, because you have to register and become an actual technical navigator.
Wow.
And 17 of the Republican states that are opposed to the ACA are doing this. And in those states, guess what? No insurance companies sell surety bonds for that.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you wanted to do that, so they've actually made it illegal. And I just could not even believe. I thought I'd just gone down the rabbit hole.
Well, I've been saying that they've just been trying to sabotage this from day one. And what's going to happen, we're going to get single payer eventually if they keep doing that. And that'll be a real nightmare for them.
But that would be a good thing for America.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I think about President Obama and I think, you know, is he really smarter than we're giving him credit for? Maybe in the beginning when he compromised with the Republicans for this one, instead of going for the single payer and the public option and everything else, mm-hmm. I thought maybe he knew that there's no way in the world that is going to work and who knows?
Give
I don't
enough
know.
Rope, as they say. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, they're just I don't know. I can't even follow.
Well, hopefully, hopefully we will go the way the way all civilized countries have done.
Yep.
And do single payer. And it's
exactly. Nobody can say anything against Medicare. Medicare right. recipients love it. It's more efficient. I mean, it's just this was to save the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, so they got that, and they're trying everything to sabotage it. So.
Exactly.
They won't take yes for an answer.
No, they won't.
Yeah.
Could I just say one more thing?
Sure.
I heard last night that ALEC lost a third of their membership when it got out there, all these companies that were part of ALEC. And so they dropped out because customers were so angry. Hmm. Well, now they have their new sister name or whatever is going to be the Jeffersonian Project.
Hmm. Huh.
And they're registering as a super PAC under the 501(c)(3), 501(c)(4), whatever it is. So, and they have sent out letters to all these major companies saying, if you do this, your names will be protected. So, you know darn well that the Koch brothers are behind that because their latest legislation is to go after solar panels and to go after any kind of renewable energy. And they have all the bills written and they're sending those now to the states.
Ugh.
To do that, to go and solar panels. They're going to try to find people that have put solar panels on their house.
Wow, my God.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So just be aware of the Jeffersonian thing.
Okay.
And I'm calling my representatives today and letting them know that this super PAC business and, it's just.
I mean, it's
and
it's
tell
insane.
Steph to feel better. And
I will.
I'm so excited. What a Christmas present that you're coming back on TV.
Yeah. Look for us after the beginning of the year.
Yay.
But be sure to go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how you can, contribute to help get us back on the air. All the money goes to Free Speech TV and you might get some free stuff out of it.
Swag.
Is it going to be on regular? Is it going to be on cable? Do I have to have a special?
Free Speech TV is carried on some cable systems. It's also carried on DirecTV and Dish Network, but it's also online. And there are a million ways you can get it.
Oh, okay, great. Well, thank you. I will do that.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Catherine. Bye-bye. All right. This is the Stephanie Miller Show. We're going to take a little bit of a break here, but we got more of your calls coming up. Give us a call at 1-800-STEPH-12. That's 1-800-STEPH-12. We'll be right back here on the Stephanie Miller Show with Jim and Chris.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
All right, John in San Antonio is a physician for the Air Force, and he is, looks like you want single payer. Hey, John.
Hey, guys, yeah. I don't get to call in much because I'm usually seeing patients, but it's an honor to be on your show. I love the show. I love Jim. Love Chris. You know, get well, Stephanie. I'm actually trying to start a Twitter trend of sultry liberal, but so far I haven't taken off yet. What I really wanted to call about is, you know, sometimes when I get to listen to you guys, I hear I always sometimes I miss Jackie's healthcare corner. But one thing that sometimes doesn't get mentioned enough in the debate is the fact that we already have a government-run, centrally planned, taxpayer-funded healthcare system that provides universal healthcare called the military health system.
The VA,
yeah. And that, you know, and if the title hasn't already been taken, I'd love to be the official Air Force pediatrician of the Stephanie Miller Show.
So done.
anyway, I just wanted to say that, you know, we provide really good health care for our patients, and we do it for a lot less cost. In fact, I don't know if this is actually in the mainstream media, but there's a big push for us in the military health system to actually recapture patients into our system because we take care of them better for less money. You know, the for-profit system in healthcare is what drives up a lot of the cost.
Okay.
And I actually have a lot of civilian colleagues who will admit to me that they maybe do things that aren't absolutely necessary just so they can charge insurance companies more. And
okay.
then that just,
What
spreads the cost to everybody else.
Is that what makes the public, the civilian insurance system so inefficient, is that people are just trying to get as much money out of it as they can?
Right, because you've got this third party. I mean, the business model for insurance companies is essentially to extort you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got, you know, I actually will use the analogy of prostitution. You know, essentially, patients are the johns, doctors are the prostitutes, and the insurance companies are the pimps because you know they want to get the most out of us by paying us the least.
Mm-hmm.
At least my civilian colleagues, and then you know their entire business model is take money from the patient and then spend as little as possible on the providers, on the healthcare providers. So I do think that that is a contributing factor, and I think that I'm really pushing for, I think single payer is great or, you know, however it comes, but, you know, Obamacare is a step in the right direction, and I think it's awesome every time our Republican colleagues want to complain about it because they don't have any alternative, and the only way to make Obamacare better is to go to either a national health system like the UK or single payer like Canada.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the really nasty thing about for-profit healthcare the insurance companies is that they have a financial incentive not to insure people who are going to get sick, which is the whole point of having health insurance. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on your show.
And thanks for calling in, John, and appreciate your insight into the
military
medical system.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller,
awesome.
You know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
But,
all right, thanks.
I'll keep up the good fight, okay?
All right, thanks a lot, John. Talk to you soon. All right, let's go to Felicia in Tennessee. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Felicia.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, what's going on?
I have an Obamacare success story that I would like to share.
Okay, go for it.
So I currently have health insurance through my employer for just me and my son. And I live and work in a state that is so anti-Obama. So I heard one of my coworkers talking about, he quoted his wife and his son on through the exchange. So I went ahead and I got a quote from my son, who's only 2 years old, on the exchange. And I was able to save myself $200 a month. So you are able to go on the exchange and obtain a quote for those family members that are on your policy. You can quote them on a separate policy on their own, and it may be able to save you money.
Okay.
So I just wanted
okay.
to put that out there.
All right. Uh-huh. All right. Well,
yeah. Now, can I?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm sorry. One other thing. I'm an insurance agent. I don't do health insurance. I do property and casualty.
Uh-huh.
But I just wanted to let you guys know that a lot of people that's calling in that's saying that Obamacare is more money, or it doubled their premium. We had one person call in. She received a cancellation notice. And after she received the cancellation notice from her insurance company, she also got a letter, which was a quote from the same company. And in the letter that they sent with the quote, the company stated, "This is your insurance quote that meets the guidelines under the Affordable Care Act."
Right.
Now, of course, the quote was twice as much as what she was paying. So when she called in, she thought that that was a quote through the exchange. And we had to explain to her that, no, that is a quote to the insurance company directly. So when we explained to her that you can call the exchange and get another quote, she did that, and we were able to save her money.
Oh,
just
awesome.
Thought I would let you guys know that.
Yeah, there are a lot of success stories like that.
That's
out
great.
There, and we thank you for sharing yours. And have a great one, Felicia. All right, we are kind of getting to the end of the show here.
Pretty close.
Yeah, but
3 minutes.
What's that?
What can we?
No, we actually, we actually have about 30 seconds left.
Oh,
so
wow. Okay.
Probably
well, I watch it slow.
We should probably start wrapping up a little bit here. But do you have anything going on that you might want to plug? No.
Okay. Not a damn thing.
All right. But you can see Jim in Seattle. Just go to Sexy Liberal on Facebook, or Sexy Liberal on Twitter, or StephanieMiller.com to find out how to get tickets to Sexy Liberal in Seattle next weekend. And this is the Stephanie Miller Show. I am Crystal Lavoie.
I'm Jim Ward.
That is Jim Ward. And that is it for today. We hope Steph feels better. Feel better out there, Steph. And
or we'll have another
show like this tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.